Bonaire, Lush, and so on. But for Kotzer, it's a very brief name, Zomer B'Tzorach L'Eitzim, we pretty much discussed it. But Sugan Ayin Gimel on the base, so just make sure you've seen, we'll just sum up what we've discussed and we'll add a few other little pieces. Kotzer Mari Kotzer L'Base on the base. Tosis in Shabbos Ayin Gimel base, of course. Rashi Alakar Ayin Gimel base. Rashi in Krisus Tezayin Omid Aleph. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. I made allusion to it already, but the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos on Mishnah and Ayin Gimel. And of course, the Rambam Chashavos Kar Kesal Omid Aleph. Contrast to Tosis on the issue of Blach Shen Chikol Gufa. I've again referred to it, but you should see it inside. Kosis Rid, Ayin Gimel on the base, and Kuf Zayin on the base. And if you want to look at the Rav Yah, also disagrees with Bali Kosis. On page 194 in the Rav Yah, again, towards the beginning there, the pieces that we discussed on ancient Lekufa and so on. Okay. Is Tolesh an Aber Toldav? Keep an eye open for that. Also, and the connection to Tolesh, the Sugyan Kuf Zayin Omid Beis to Kuf Ches Omid Aleph, and the Ramban and Rajba there on Kuf Zayin Omid Beis regarding Gidulei Karka. The Mishnah and the Gemara in Becharos on the Chav Dalet Omid Beis, connection with, again, Klisha in the context of Karbanos. The Mishnah of the Gemara Bechor is Chav Dalet Omid Beis through Chafei Omid Aleph. If you get a chance, the Marit Al Ghazi there. In the back you have, you know, the Ramban's Hilchos Bechoros, and you have the Marit Al Ghazi. You should look at that. Then with regard to Otzitz Nakuv, we've seen this a little bit in Zoreh already, and we will again in Choresh, but it really belongs to the issue of Kotzer. Otzitz Nakuv, Shabbos Pei Aleph on Beis, the Gemara there, and Rashi Tosis, and Agos Ashri, Rambam, okay, some of these we've seen already. Also the Sugan Gittin Dav Zayin Omid Beis, and Tosis Dibur Maskel Dilma, and the Mishnah L'Melech, and Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Beis, Halakha Tes. In addition to that, you should also look at Tosis Ayin Gimel Omid Beis from Maskel Mefarik. Actually, hold off on that. On the Mefarik issue, we'll hold off just for a minute. Hold off on the Mefarik. But on the Shiurim, what is the Shiur of Kotzer? You have to look at the Sugya on Kuf Gimel Omid Aleph. As we've already noted, we're not sure what that Sugya is talking about. Is it about Choresh? Is it about Zoreh? Is it about Kotzer? Look at the 2 days of the Ramban there on Kuf Gimel Omid Aleph. Akiras Davar Yavesh, Erevin Kuf Omid Beis, the Gemara, and the Gemara Chulin Kuf Chav Zayin Omid Beis, and also the Magen Avraham Shin Lamed Vav Aleph and Yud Dalet, Simon Shin Lamed Vav Sif Katan Aleph and Yud Dalet, and also Tosas and Shabbos Kuf Zayin Omid Aleph on that issue. More regarding Gozes. Okay, before that, let me just add the Tosis about Mefarik. On Mefarik, also Tosis Ayin Gimel Omid Beis, Dibur Maskel Mefarik, the Rashi Tzadi Hei Omid Aleph, Dibur Maskel Mefarik, and the Magen Avraham, Tuf Tzadi Zayin Vav. Simon Tuf Tzadi Zayin Sikot and Vav. Okay. And just filling out the picture of Gozes, the Gemara Ayin Dalet Omid Beis, about Gozes, and the Ramban Ayin Dalet Omid Beis, as well as Kuf Zayin Omid Aleph, which I think I just gave you. Rashi on the Rif, Ayin Dalet Omid Beis. And look at the Or Zeruah on Kotzer, Simin Nun Vav, and also on Gozes, I think Samach Gimel, and the Urayim, page 262 and page 270. And Tosis Rid Kuf Zayin Omid Beis. In terms of Atzitz Nakov, one other thing just to look at. Again, look at the sugya in Bechoros, it's called Hei Kavav, I mentioned. Also look, if you get a chance, at the article in the Kovetz Chidushei Torah by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, in the, you know, those blue books? Are they still blue?
Yeah.
If they're not blue, then just forget about it. Okay, just remember also, when we talk about Gozes, you don't have to look it up again if you remember it, but the discussion that we had about the Balamar, the Ramban, Tosa Samalach Shed and Tzricha Lugufa. As we noted then, whenever Malacha comes up, so you have to go back to the Klalim. How the Rishonim handled the Malacha in the context of the Klalim is going to be very, very telling in terms of the Malacha itself. Okay, let's finish up Zoreya before we move on to Koresh. Zoreya. Okay, what are we up to with Zoreya? Are we discussing Ashrasha? Is that what we're up to? What? And the Mevaschina. Okay, so let's discuss that. So again, what we did yesterday, if I recall, is we tried to figure out what is the definition of Zoreya. Right? What we said was it definitely has to be in a place which is Nitan Legidol, physically. As for the artificial conditions of Gidol, that was more of an open question. Tardigolim and Makom Drisas Adam, that's more of an open question. And then it was also a question whether or not you need Bikarka or not. Or any Tzmicha that you generate would be Zriya, even if it's not Bikarka. Right? They have to actually put it in the ground. Can you throw it on the surface and it, you know, when it rains, it'll, you know, do the job for you? What about Ba'atzut She'ena Nakuv, which is not Mechubar? What about Shriyas Zerayim B'mayim? And so on and so forth. Those are some of the cases that we looked at yesterday. And then we came to the end, to the issue of Hashrasha. But in all of those issues, we were comparing and contrasting to Kilayim, to Shviyas, right? To, in some cases, Nachal Esam. You could also compare and contrast a little bit to Orla if you want. We got Mavrich and Markiv in Orla. That's an issue. Mavrich and Markiv in Orla, even though not in Shviyas, but yes in Shabbos, and so on. Okay. So the last thing, and the most important thing maybe, is the issue of Hashrasha. The reason maybe the most important is because, you know, it's ultimately the question of the impact of the Rashi. So here we have three shitas on the Achronim. The Rishonim don't really discuss it explicitly, for some reason. But you have the Rashash, who requires Ashrasha. You have the Minchas Chinuch, who does not. And then you have a middle position, which is the position of the Eglei Tal, who requires Kavanas Ashrasha, but not actual Ashrasha. If you don't have Kavanas Ashrasha, even though sof-sof, you leave it in there and it's Nishrash and Niklat, it doesn't matter. If you do have Kavanas Ashrasha B'Shazriya, even if you change your mind and you uproot it, sof-sof, it's not a problem. Everything depends on the kavana, the shasmaisa comes to the Eglei Tal. So let's analyze each of these positions. The first one, just we can have somebody read quickly, Moshe, if you don't mind. The Rashash. Rashash is on Ein Gimel in the base. It. This is a very interesting piece.
Yes,
is it Ayin? Ayin.
Something.
What's he trying to get from Menachos Samachtes? What's a Menachos Samachtes? Menachos Samachtes seems to establish clearly that when it comes to the Omer, that you require a Shasha.
Well, not a Shasha, there's a couple of words before the Ayin Nachos Samachtes.
Yeah.
It says,
Azareah, right. Af Kol Zman Shalom Yishrash Keman Dushadi Bekadim Dabi. That's what the Gemara really seems to say in Menachos. Yeah, you want to ask something like that, or you?
No, I'm just. We started from there, so and we said, let's add the Gemara.
You feel that we have cheated the Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah, well, let's do it with my Menachos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, which means you need Ashrasha. Okay, go ahead. But he still didn't tell us what it's about, right?
Oh, he doesn't tell.
In a way, by saying it, he did, you know, he did us a little bit of a disservice. Except he didn't really do us a disservice because he thought that we all knew Shas. Okay. But if you don't know Shas and you just read the beginning, it's worse than not saying anything. Because the impression you would get is that in the context of Shabbos, there's evidence that it's commanded in Munach Makadah Damit. Right? Once you look at the Gemara Menachos, which is based on, and then you realize that the sugya is about Omer, so then okay, you have a bit of a better or more precise understanding of the facts. Okay, go ahead. I do Menachos. Yes. So number one, is the reason for the Mimikal Makom is, what's the problem with the Mimikal Makom? The Rosh Hashanah is saying you need Rosh Hashanah. What's the problem? Why is it a Mimikal Makom? Exactly, because in Omer and so on, it's a definitional question. Right, what is and what isn't. Here the question is whether you're chayav or you're patur, and the maisa took place kodem ashrasha. So it's a problem. So the answer is, you could, when you're faced with such a problem, namely the physical reality is that maisa's riyah and the klita and the ashrasha are going to be in two different problems. Right. So basically, you could say two things. You could say you don't care about the ashrasha because it's after the fact. Then you have a problem with the sugya menachos. We do care about Hashrasha. Kemurach bekada dami. Right. Or you can say that even though you don't have an immediate Hashrasha, the Hashrasha of later is Mitzura to this Maisa. So the Rosh Hashanah opts for number two. The Minchas Chinuch, and to a lesser extent the Eglei Tal, opt for number one. Go ahead. Kivna is Israel se'ati yisharish achkach chayim. And what's this kamo? Ufa Bitsola. Obvious or not obvious? Well, I mean, certainly not obvious, right? I mean, why should anything be kamo anything? Unless, you know, if something is a rule in Hilchos Shabbos, let's say, after all, Malach Shein Tzuri Kol Gufa, Dover Shein Miskavet, Sikresha, Kalah, whatever. So fine. But why should any Malacha be defined by some other Malacha? Per se. You have to figure that out. What?
Parallel in terms of the allergy.
Oh, go ahead. Okay, so the kamo here is at least, it's still a leap. But Moshe points out correctly, there's something attractive about this particular comparison. Zareya and Ofer are both two-stage processes. Processes where the result lags after the initiation, correct? That's what they have in common. That still doesn't prove that they work the same way at all, right? But at least there's structural reasons to compare. What happens when you might think if there's an objective pattern in Hilchos Shabbos? Now that objective pattern could still be explained in one of two ways. Right? It could be, you know, as if you think that all of Hilchos Shabbos, all Malachos of Shabbos are Totsah oriented. And I mentioned the Mishnah Avram said, oh, the reason why the Rambam says Riyah and Harisha and so on, and so on, Zareya and Harisha, whatever, is because everything is result oriented. If for some reason you came to the conclusion you thought that was Malachos Machshavos or some Besor, I don't know what it is, you think that Malachos Shabbos are Totsah oriented. Okay. So then, whenever your Totsah is after the fact, you can relate to this question. Then comparing all malachos, you know, that are structurally similar, considering that they're all conceptually the same, is certainly legitimate. That would be one. Or, you might say, at least malachos that have more than one stage and where the totsah is separate from the maisa, they're all alike, and they're all totsah. Or, Let's say the opposite. Let's say all malachos are maisa driven. Right, so then you would say, do we ever find, what about a maisa which seems to have, you know, more than one stage? Or to take hold, you know, requires something else. In other words, what I'm suggesting is, the equation to Bishul is, number one, they look structurally similar. But just because two things are structurally, physically similar, doesn't mean that they're mechayiv, that they're conceptually the same. Okay? Unless you happen to believe that, across the board, either, you know, all malachos or all malachos of a certain type are likely to be similar. But that similarity could still be in either opposite direction. They could be similar because, to the extent that it's possible, they're all result-oriented, or they could be similar because they're all mice-oriented. And what you see from Bishul, then, is that even you know, where the mice of Bishul is mechayiv, nonetheless, it requires a result. Without the result, the mice itself is undermined. So in the Rosh Hashanah, we don't know yet whether what he's suggesting is that you need Hashrasha and Zriya, and you need Bishul, Gemar Bishul, whatever you want to call it, in Ofen, in Bishul, because these all malachos, or at least these types of malachos, are based on Totzah, or because that becomes part of the definition of the Maisa. What do I mean part of the definition of the Maisa? I think one could say it in one of two ways. One is that the Maisa is defined as being the beginning of a certain kind of process. And if that process doesn't reach fruition, so then the Maisa itself is called into question. Or, just more technically, this is an aspect of the Maisa. Not only is the beginning of the process, it's the second stage of the Maisa itself. And it depends on it. So it's hard to know whether he's saying that both Bishul and Zareya are Maisim with a more complex definition than you might have expected. Or he's saying that they really are result-oriented. So you got a question?
Yeah, does he suggest that maybe Malachos within Sidur the past would be unique?
Another place to draw the line. Maybe. Again, it goes back to something that we discussed already, though, which is whether Sidur Pas is a mnemonic device or something more. It would have to be something more, obviously. And then you'd also have to look for, you know, echoes of this within Sidur Pas. Maybe. It's possible. There's no evidence of it in the Rosh Hashanah, but it's definitely possible. You had a question? Yes. Yeah, that's the next line. So we'll get to that. I'm just saying the analysis, because I'm not really... Let me make it clear. We're reading the Rosh Hashanah, and I'm interested in what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. I'm very interested in what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. I'm also interested in... The Rosh Hashanah's view is based on evidence. It's based on his interest in equating Kol HaTorah and Nochel Shabbos. Right? I mean, he starts off with Ayin, or maybe he doesn't start off that way, he ends the first sentence that way, at least, Ayin b'menachos daf samach tes. Right? So the view of the Rosh Hashanah is a very legitimate view. If somebody said to me, do you need Hashrasha and Zriya? Here's the evidence. In Shvius, in Kelayim, in Omer, you need Hashrasha. On the other hand, you know, the Hashrasha is only going to take place b'chol, and in Shabbos we're talking about, you know, an action that you do on Shabbos. Certainly Noah is going to say that you know, if you do something during the week and it's nishrash v'niklat v'shev al tasa on Shabbos, no one's going to say you're chayim. So what do you think? Do you need Hashrasha or not? Okay. So probably we all could have come up with, you know, these three positions. We could have said, you know, you do, because you have to equate it with Kol HaTorah Kula. So it's... Or you don't, because it's different. Or you have to have Kabbalah Hashrasha. So my point is, I'm interested in the Rosh Hashanah because he says it. And he says it well. I'm also interested whether or not you could hold like the Rosh Hashanah for a different reason. So I but you're absolutely right. That's why I'm doing it line by line, as they say. Okay. Go ahead. Let's continue, Moshe. Yeah, that's the line that Michael just mentioned. That sounds like he thinks that it's not that the Totsa'a is the Mechayiv. That's what you want to say, right? Because if the Totsa'a were the Mechayiv, you wouldn't say that it's Ne'akar L'Mafreya. What you would say is that the Malacha never was never achieved. It sounds like what he's saying is that there is a Maisa. Either that's how you define Zriya, it needs the Hashrasha Basov, or it's the beginning of a process which creates a result, but it's the beginning of that process which you're Mechayiv for, but that can be Nek. Either way, it's a kind of a Nek, the language that he uses is Nek Karla Machreya. Okay, let's continue. Yeah, that sounds like it's not that the Malacha wasn't done, but that the Maisa L'Mafreya is not not a proper Maisa. Go ahead. That's the Korban Eidah.
Korban Eidah, Yerushalmi.
Yeah, meaning so just because when something is done already, and then you undo it after it's done, that's certainly not going to be an issue. But here, there's something that is, you know, this is mitzura back to the ma'isa itself. Go ahead, Mashen Kenacha. See here, it sounds a little bit. Okay, go ahead. The command to shut the card, the dummy. He's proving this from Zerayim that the klita, the hashrasha, doesn't take place immediately. Okay, so let's just analyze this a little bit more. So basically, the Rashash's shita, what the Rashash did here was very fascinating. He took, evidence. There's some evidence about Zoraya, and there's some questions about Zoraya, and there's some evidence about Bisho, and there's some questions about Bisho. And he basically decided, he made one huge leap, and that is that there's an equation between Zoraya and Bisho. And by doing that, he decided to fill in the lacuna of Zoraya based on Bishol, and the lacuna of Bishol based on Zoraya. Did I just say that right, or did I repeat the same thing? I said it right. I did say it right. Okay. He filled in the picture of Zoraya, and he filled in the picture of Bishol, one from the other. The Zoraya, it's clear, it's pretty clear, that the klita is going to take place Bachol. And nonetheless, if it does, certainly, you're going to be chai. How could that be? That's a problem. How can you be a maisa? So if you take the view that the klita, the hashrasha, doesn't matter at all, then the fact that it takes place b'chol is irrelevant. But if it does matter, how could it be that it takes place b'chol? And yet, you'll be chai. So one could have said, either this is unique to Zoraya, right? Or, and the reason that it's unique to Zoraya is because it has to be that way. Meaning, there's no other malacha that has to take place b'chol, where the Gemara has to take place b'chol. Bishol doesn't have to take place b'chol. In most cases, Bishol will take place mibol yom. The truth is that Bishol doesn't even have to be in two stages, which might have been a problem for the Rashash to begin with. Why not? Why doesn't it have to be in two stages, Yonah?
It's immediate.
Where do we have it? Mishnah. Well, according to all Rishonim, except for the Lavosh. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Kul Yas Ha'as Panim, right? One second. Kol shabah b'chamin b'erev Shabbos, shorin osa b'chamin b'Shabbos, kol shalom b'ah b'chamin b'erev Shabbos, madichin osa b'chamin b'Shabbos, chutz min ha-maliach ha-yashan, v'dagim v'luchim k'tanim, v'kuya asa espanim, shahadachoson zui gmar malach. So, kuya asa espanim and maliach, hadachoson zui gmar malach. So Rashi says it means bishol, the Rambam says it means bishol, the Labush says it means makam apatish. Okay. That's an important case because it's a rare case of bishol miyad. Zoreya can never be miyad. Zoreya can perhaps never even be bo bayom. Bishol can certainly be bo bayom. The question is whether bishol can be miyad. According to Labush, it's not bishol. Yeah.
Is it possible that the Mishnah is just saying that hadacha over the course of a long period of time could lead to gemar malacha, but not necessarily that it's instantaneous?
He's saying that the other things you can even be shoreh, and here he says you can't even be madiach because hadachas and doing gemar malacha. He's not talking about shoreh. He says the other things you can even be shoreh, and this you can't even be madiach. Madiach means to wash it off.
Yeah, shoreh, I'm saying, is when you put it inside.
Right. The other things can even be shoreh because it doesn't do anything for a long time. But kuyas asfanim and maliach and so on, hadachasan zuig mar malachtan. Meaning it's a contrast. The other things you can even soak, and this you can't even wash off. And that's how all the Rishonim explain it also. I mean, that's a simple shot of the Mishnah. That's how the Rashi explains it, that's how the Rambam explains it. But you might say that it's an anomaly. You know, how are you gonna determine the nature of Bishol from you know, Kulyas Lasanim, which is very tasty, but you know, it's not necessarily representative of running, you know, normative Bishol. The point I'm trying to make here is that is it structured in the Bishols in two stages? And that the sof davar and the tchilas davar, that's important. Maybe that's why the Lavush, he doesn't say why. The Lavush just says that pshat in the Mishnah is makab apatish, not bishol. Is it because he's avoiding the idea that there could even be one case of bishol miyad? I'm not sure. But even according to the other Rishonim, so the question is, so it's incidental, but what's really important is not the two state. It happens to be a rare case, but what's important is that there can be an immediate bishul. So the question is, what is it about bishul that's important? Is it the tchilas bishul or the sof bishul? But it's certainly not both. Or shall we say that hadachasan higmar malachtan, you know, we can say conceptually what Svi said, even if not physically. Namely, it just so happens that in this case, the gemar and the tchila are done in one split second. But the nature of bishul, which is reflected by 99% of the cases, is that there's a time lag and that these are two phases. Okay. Either way, my point is that in Zoreya, in addition to that, you also have different days. It's not even bo bayom. The Rashash is so enamored with the equation between Zoreya and Bishul that this doesn't bother him. So he basically says, listen, in Bishul we know certain things. What we know in Bishul is as follows. If you start Bishul Erev Shabbos. The Kumbas say you did Erev Shabbos and the Sheval Tasa took place on Shabbos. What's the halacha? Daniel, what's the halacha? Your potter. Because we paskin like Beis Hillel, but not like Beis Shammai. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta, Yud Zayin. Right? Machovis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai about Shvisas Kelim. If a person is sets something up, Erev Shabbos, well, it's going to be completed. B'shev al tasa on Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, you could be chayv. And according to Beis Hillel, he's potter. That's how we paskin. So a bishul that takes place b'shev al tasa on Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel, is potter. We also know from the sugya and daf gimel and beis and dalet and aleph in Shabbos that hidbik pas b'tanur, if you initiate the bishul on Shabbos, right, and you interfere with it before the heft is cooked, so what's the halacha? You're potter. right, the Gemara has a whole discussion on Gimel Beis Daled Amud Aleph. We mentioned it before. I'll mention a few things about it now very quickly. What does the Gemara establish there? The Gemara discusses whether you're allowed to take it off. If you put it on, which you weren't allowed to do, and you're also not allowed to do Radiyas Hapas, even if you put it on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to remove or scrape off the dough from the oven on Shabbos. What that is exactly, we alluded to it like a week ago or so, that's a big machlokas on Rishonim, what exactly it is. Most Rishonim think that it's either, you know, Shavuos, or it's Udadachol, whatever it is. So the Gemara wants to know, can you do that Rabbanan to save yourself from the Daraisa? The assumption being that if you interfere after putting on the oven, before the cooking, then you will be potter. That's the Rashash's basis. The Rashash says, we know that in Bishul. There's only one thing we don't know in Bishul. And that is, let's say you initiate the process on Shabbos, and it reaches a Gemar, but it reaches a Gemar in Chol, not on Shabbos. That's the lacuna, that's the missing piece of information. There's no Gemara about that on Bishul. That's a question mark. Everything else is a check mark. Know what it is. Then comes Zareya. Now in Zareya, we know that if the Gemara is Bechol, but the Tchilo is B'Shabbos, it's definitely Chayiv. Otherwise, it would be no case of Zareya. That's a check mark. We know that. Right? What we don't know in Zareya is whether or not we care whether or not you impede the result. Does that make a difference? So what the Rashash did was, he took information from each one and filled in the missing pieces of the other. He said, based on Zareya, Bishul Shenigmar Bechol is Chayev. And based on Bishul, Zareya, where you were Oker, the Hashrasha is Pater. That's what Rashash did. Basically, he equated Bishul and Zareya in both directions and assumed at the same time that Menachos, Samaches, Kimunach Bekada, which is about Omer, is relevant. So basically he equated Kol HaTorakula on the Zareya side, and equated Zareya and Bishul on Melech HaShabbos side. That's what the Rashash did. But one could have argued with him because, well, on the connection between the rest of Zeroyim and Shabbos, we certainly know that you can argue. Right? You could say that the Sugya Menachos is about, well, this is what Mincha Chinuch says already, is about Mechubar and Talush, not about Zareya. That's the Mincha Chinuch's response to that point. At Beharai, the Gemara has a continuation discussion. The Gemara says, what about Ona, and what about Shavua? Let's say you have an object, which is Zarua Kodem HaShrasha. Halacha is that Ona doesn't apply to Karka, and Shavua doesn't apply to Karka. So what will be the status of Ona and Shavua and other things, Gezel, other things, when it's Zarua, it's Munach Bekada, but it's not the Mushrash. Right? The Gemara is a Safek in Menachos. Right? So you could say very simply, the Safek of the Gemara is whether or not it's considered to be a Mechubar or not. The issue there is Mechubar. I mentioned in other times, the rabbis always contrast two issues. Mechubar and Talush, and Karka and Metalpolin. Right? Talush and the Sovchibro, many, many different things. Another obviously, Batzer, right? The grapes are ripe, and you're going to pick them, but you haven't picked them yet. This is another good example of it. Okay. But the Minchas Chinuch doesn't even have to go that far. The Minchas Chinuch says, I'm interested in Zriya. Zriya doesn't require, the Casino says, Zriya doesn't require Ashrasha. What requires Ashrasha is Mechubar. That's the issue. Omer has to be Mechubar. So what's Mechubar? I in Shvius also find Ashrasha. So in Rosh Hashanah, right? You're not allowed to plant before Rosh Hashanah because it'll be Niklat Benishrash for Rosh Hashanah. Right? The Shav Sa'aretz, Shabbos Hashem. Or, you could say that Hashrasha is also Zriya, which is what the Minchas Chinuch says. The reason that you're chayiv b'shev al tasev is because of Shav Sar Shabbos Hashem. And as for being Zriya, there are two Zriyas. There's the putting of the seed in the ground, and there is the Tzmicha. That's the Milchus Kinov Zriya. The Rashash thinks it's wrong. The Eglei Tal makes the distinction sharper. Close to what I was saying, a little different in some parts. The Kelayim Shviyas depends on Ba'aretz. Sounds like for him it's not the issue of Mechubar and Talish, maybe it's the issue of even Karka. I think one place he says Shabbos Aretz, Shabbos Hashem, again what I was suggesting, which is the whole, just like the Avos and Toldos issue and some of the other issues, Avos and Nakuv and Sharia, B'mayim, maybe Eglei Tal goes in the Sderach as well. It's Melechus HaKarka. That's not what the Casino says. That's what the Eglei Tal basically is saying. That works with what we were saying. So the evidence from Menachos Samach Tes, Menachos Ayin Aleph, Kilayim, there's a sugya in Pesachim Chafei that they all quote, right? And Kilayim seems to depend on Asher Asher. Pentikta Shamalaya. Ramban in his Perush al Torah says clearly that the Isur of Zriyas Kilayim is because it produces Pentikta Shamalaya, the Isur Anav. Rashi may think that there are two issues. Possible. But even then, it's Ba'aretz. Bakerim. Right? It's not focused on the Gavra. In any case, getting back to the Rashash. None of this is Mukhrak. You could have said Zoreya, that's a long term process, but even that can't compare that to Disha. By assuming that there is Bishul, by that it's compared to Bishul, he's assuming either that Melachos Shabbos are Totsah driven, or that even Maisa, that doesn't have a clear Kiyum consequence, is not a Maisa. In the language of the Rashash, I agree with Michael, it sounds like the second. It sounds like the second. And it could be important enough, Gemina, whether this is a Totsah-driven malacha, and that's why we care about the hashrasha, or whether the hashrasha is just a shiur in the definition of Zriya. There could be several nafkamina. We could highlight those nafkamina by looking for a moment at Bishul. Like I said, Bishul is where he makes this other huge assumption, that Bishul, even if it's nigmar b'chol, will be chayav. The Minchas Chinuch, the Eglei Tal, I think that is completely wrong. I'll get to the Nafkaminas in a minute, actually. Okay, we'll discuss the Bishul part of it in a minute. Okay. Now, this idea that in theory, you could have a, let's just take Michael's suggestion, which I agree with, in the Rashash, which is that you need Ashrasha, but it's all part of the Maisa Zriya. Yeah.
Right. Is it possible that the Rashash isn't saying that he's specifically in the Malachos, he's saying more of it in the Sadita Machshavasa, like almost like it's some place in the Sasek, and you're more of a Levis Machshavas type of idea? He has those words over there, which is this kind of Machshavasa, it's not really. It didn't so much as I understand three, it didn't mean that in general, I think by Malachos you have to have your Machshava done.
And if you didn't have any intention, so it would be different? Or is it part of the objective definition? I hear what you're saying, I'm not sure. Meaning it's like a Malach Machshava's issue.
Right, it's not, that has nothing to do with.
But here, unlike other self sustaining Malachos, here, since without the follow through, there's nothing. So it's like a built-in malachas machshavas.
Right.
It's not part of the definition of Zriya per se. It's in all malachas.
It's possible. Maybe.
I certainly think if you could say that that's another reason why we need Ashrasha. Let me say it this way, very briefly. The Minchas Chinuch Let's just contrast the two for a moment. The Minchas Chinuch assumes three things. Number one, he assumes that Zarei is defined by the Maisa, not by the Totsah. Just to contrast the Rashash for a minute. Clearly, he believes Maisa Zariah, not the Totsah of Davar Shenitzmah. Right? Because you can even have Kavanah La'akar Miyad, this Shabbos. Never mind the Shabbos. A minute later. 30 seconds later. So number one, he assumes the Maisa is B'chai. Number two, he assumes that B'li Kavanas Ashrasha even, never mind B'li Ashrasha, it's considered a Maisa Zariah. Okay. At that point, quite possible that the Eglei Tal disagrees with him. Eglei Tal agrees with him on the first point. This is not a Totsah halacha, it's a Maisa halacha. And you don't actually need Ashrasha. But the Eglei Tal says you need Kavana. Why do you need Kavana? Possibly, because B'li Kavana, it's not considered Maisa Zariah. The third assumption of Minchas Chinuch is the one that he's most queasy about, interestingly enough, and that's closest to what you're saying, although it isn't exactly what you're saying. Namely, that maybe in Hilchos Shabbos you should require Ashrasha, even outside of Zariah, namely, because you need a Davar HaMiskayim. And Davar HaMiskayim means even beyond the Maisa Malacha, not objectively that it can be Miskayim. And that's where he makes the funny comparison, Yoni, too. Bon Amanas Listar. He says, the only thing is, B'li Ashrasha, maybe it's like Bon Amanas Listar. As we discussed yesterday, Bon Amanas Listar, you can never say that Bon Amanas Listar is a, the Totsah of Binyan is not accomplished, or that the definition of Maisa Binyan is not accomplished, because it's ridiculous. I mean, it stands in its own right. You build this palatial, building, so you're going to knock it down a minute later. Clearly, it's like what the Rosh Hashanah himself projected, about Shoslo. He's okra something, but he plans to put it back in, to replant it. So when you replant, you replant. It has nothing to do, it doesn't turn the clock back. Right? Binyan and Stira are two different things. But what is Binyan and Stira relevant for? Maybe it's low. Well, it is, again, it's not as far as what Ladovi is saying, but it's not a Malach Machshavas in the sense that it's not a Davar Miskayim. He plays around with Megabain. I mean, he takes it seriously. He says maybe Megabain is Almanas Listar because it's not perfect. So Rosh Hashanah the Minchas Chinuch assumes three things. The Maisa is Mechayiv. This is all we care about in the Maisa. Even Machshavas Akira doesn't affect that, never mind the reality of Akira. And number three, you don't need Akira, you don't need Hashrasha for the purpose of Malachas Machshavas in Hilchos Shabbos, broadly speaking. Now the Rosh Hashanah, in theory, could reject any one of those points in the Minchas Chinuch. He could say this is all about Totsah. I don't really mean the Rosh Hashanah, as I said before. I mean, those who require Hashrasha could say, because it's a Totsah-driven Malacha. Does that mean all Malachos are Totsah-driven, or all phased Malachos are Totsah-driven? Not necessarily. Maybe Zariah is. After all, Zariah is not just a phased Malacha, it's one which necessarily has a Yom Kol, too. Okay, not sure whether that makes it better or worse than this, but okay, that's one possibility. Or he says, which I think the Eglei Tal does, that except that he goes a step further. Not only Almanas Lakar is not a Maisa Zariah, you do need Maisa Zariah, that's all. But even Nekar, Igoi Nosel Mafreya, is not a Maisa. Because the Maisa is defined by Tchilas HaTalich, or that's just what Zariah is, I don't know. But he could have said a third point, and that is the Hilchos Shabbos point, and that's what Dovid's saying. Except that the Hilchos Shabbos point wouldn't be exactly the Minchas Chinuch's concern, which is long-term kiyum. It would be Yisabda Machshavto a little bit in the more direct sense. That's what you want to say. I don't know whether the Rosh Hashanah means that. I know the line that you're referring to might say it. Maybe. But unclear. But it sounds like all three of those perspectives, I think, are legitimate in explaining why Hashrasha would be Ma'akeh in Zoreh. In the first case, it defines it as a process, or as a Mechayiv, I should say. In the second case, it defines it as a Maisa. And in the third case, it's a Din of Malach Smachshavas. And I think it's Dar Nafkamina. I'll get to some Nafkamina in a second. Well, I'll tell you some now, and then I'll just apply them to Bishul too. Tchilasa b'sofa b'shkacha. Right? It's hard to apply that anyway in Zoreya because part of it is b'yom chol. I don't know how it would work. Right? The Gemara has a similar discussion by Bishol and by Zorei, you know, by Motzi and Rosh Hashos. The Gemara says that in order to bring a korban, you have to be tchilasa b'sofa b'shkacha. The Gemara da Dalin, and the Gemara later on in Kodbeis. Tchilasa b'sofa b'shkacha. So the question arises, there are two issues here. One is the Tchilasa b'sofa b'shkacha issue. Any precondition that will be ma'akev v'chiyuv is subject to Tchilasa b'sofa b'shkacha? Or only mechayvim? Let's say I have an extraneous condition, but it's not part of the fundamental definition. Is that also a problem with Tchilasa b'sofa b'shkacha? What? Bishkaga. What did I say? Bikashas? That's important too. Rubigash, right? Everybody remembers Rubigash? Okay. You don't have to remember the Rubigash because you weren't here last year. Only people who were here for Sunday have to remember the Rubigash. Okay. Tchiloso b'sofo bishkaga. Thank you. So, again, so let's say you have a Mechayiv. This is an issue. So let's say you have a mechayiv, and that's bishkaga. But the extraneous, in this case, let's say the zriya was done in the same bishkaga, and then after that you found out, oh, you're not allowed to do zriya, and it's still in the ground, right? You found out before the hashrasha, according to the rashash. So if tchilasa v'sofa bishkaga is only halacha the mechayiv, not in the technical conditions of chiyu, then this could be an important afkamina. Or yedia lechatzi shir. Right? The Meiri says something similar in Gimel Mabes about akira and hanacha. The Meiri says hanacha is the key to motzim reshus l'reshus. And therefore the principle of yedia lechatzi shir. Machlokes Rav Gamliel the Chachamim and Daf Kufei, which we talk about a lot in the first semester, that doesn't apply in between the Akira and the Hanacha. Okay, so what about the Yediyah L'Chatzis Shir type issue in between the Zriya and the Hashrasha? Or what if there was a difference in Shiurim? Let's say you had a Shiur. The Minchas Chinuch raised this question about Bishol. Again, the Gemara has a similar discussion in the Matzniya about Akira and Hanacha. Although it's not clear what they're arguing about. Let's say the Shiurim change from phase one to phase, when you have two phases or two conditions, the Shiurim change in between. Right? Things swell, things shrink, tapcha, tsamcha. So the Gemara discusses this about Akira and Hanacha in the Matzniya. The Chaskinuch discusses it by Bishul. You start off with the Kazayas, you end up with less. You start up with less, you end up with more. So similarly in Zareya, if there was a shear, right? There's also Machlokes Rishonim, as we know, whether Zariya has a shear. Now, according to the Rambam, no. According to Rashi, yes, as we discussed. So let's say between one and the other. What is the real Mechayiv? What are the conditions for Chiyu? And so on. Or, Hasra Safek. Is it a problem of Hasra Safek? You tell him, don't do Zareya. But the fact is, he could be okay. And if there is a problem, you know, how is the answer resolved? Now again, there's a Hasra Safek angle to the question, right? Hasra Safek relates to the Mechayev only? Any conditions? What about rewriting history conditions that you get to out of the Chiyu? Okay, we had this, we had it last year? Yeah, sure. Right, sure we did, right? We talked about Hasra Safek, and certainly had it, Ksuvas here, Apginu, and it comes up all over the place in the Rishonim. Whenever you can be Shol on a Neder, or Shoel on, Ksuvas and Maestros, or Apginu can apply, or the Sugis in Sanhagin, we discussed about the Hasra Safek, what is Hasra Safek, and so on. So actually, Tosis asked this question about Bishul. Some of these issues come up with regard to Bishol. I'll summarize them in just a second. But Tosfos asks this question of Dalam and Aleph about Bishol. Why is in every case of Bishol Hasra Safek? You put the dough on the oven, you can always take it off. The guy doesn't know whether you're going to take it off. Does it depend on your intention at the moment? Does it depend on kumba seisha bal tase? Does it depend on the real mechayev? Again, there's a lot of wild cards in all these. Just like Tzilas and the Sofa of Chicago, there are wild cards. Anything that impedes, even rewriting history, and Chatzi Shir also. So too, Asra Safek. There might be different answers to different questions, though. Right? I might say that Asra Safek depends on Kumba Seisha Bal Tasa or Das, and I might say that Tzilas and the Sofa of Chicago depends on the Mechayim as opposed to an extraneous factor. You have to analyze each one separately. But the issue can be raised. Whenever you have two phases, and the question is, whether they're both part of the Mechayev, whether one is the Mechayev, which one is the Mechayev, all these questions, all these issues, Shiurim and so on, could come, I think, could come to place. Or Onus, which also tells us raises regard to Bisho. Let's say, at the time of the, that you can be Okeret undercut the Chiyuv, you're an Onus. So we apply onus rachmana patre and say that you're exempt from a korban or from a miso, or no, that drasha is just a technical. You can't be oker, but it's not that the kiyum hashrasha or whatever you want to call it is not part of the ma'isa avera. The totzah isn't part of the ma'isa avera. It's all what I call front loaded. So these are several nafkamina. All these nafkamina come up with regard to Bishul. With regard to Bishul, let me mention something else. Another nafkamina will be, in a broader sense, and that is the more we look at Zoreya as a Totsa-oriented Malacha, as opposed to Maisa one, depending on, even with the Rashash. So there are other issues like Malacha and Tzricha Legufa, like Grama, that we've seen already. And those could also be dependent upon this question. Okay. If we take the view that everything is front-loaded here, even according to the Rashash, and the requirement of Ashrasha is just part of the definition, or the Machshava, or the Dovi is suggesting, and so on. So the question is, how can we have such a phenomenon? Where do we find such a thing? That you do an action, And it includes elements or components that continue after the fact, especially here, B'yom Chol. That's a serious problem. So again, if you say, like the Minchas Chinuch, that everything is done on Shabbos, and it's Maisa, but the Maisa is done and finished, we don't care about the Ashrasha, even if you say, like the Eglei Tal. So good. We care about your Machshava Bizman HaMaisa. What you actually do is irrelevant. I'm fine. According to the Rashash, so we actually... actions that will take place after Shabbos can affect the action on Shabbos. How could that be? So again, if it's about the totsa'ah, I think the answer is pashut. It didn't produce this totsa'ah. If it's about defining Zriya as the beginning of a process, that's defined then by the rest of the stages of the process, I don't think it's so difficult. But if you say it's just a definition, that's what Zriya is. Zriya means, Zriya includes Ashrasha. So how can there be such a thing? You do the action now and things that happen after the fact continue to be included in that action. It's almost like everything happens afterwards, is all drawn back to that first moment. Where do we find such a phenomenon? We find it anywhere? Ariel? Do we find it anywhere?
Specifically in the
Tchum
of Shabbos,
it could also be in the Tchum of Shabbos. Also in the Tchum of Shabbos.
It's a little bit far-reaching, but the whole concept of Shabbos is kegufin and connecting the week to Shabbos is...
I don't know why.
In other words, to do a Maisa Malacha during the week, obviously you're not going to be chayav, but to say that the categories of Shabbos can reach into the week is not... As long as
we don't really reach into the week, and we say Shabbos is kegufin, all we're saying is that every like we explained earlier in the year, that every Shabbos is singular. It's universal and it's singular at the same time. So Shabbos Noah, you did Zoreya and Shabbos Noah, but that's not saying between Zoreya and Shabbos Tazria. Well, what are you thinking?
It's not just, like Rabbi said, it's not just Shmira Achas before Shabbos. Shabbos is Shmira the Shabbos is harbe.
Right.
In the set, and it's not just.
Okay, but you still don't have. But where do you have this idea that something that you do to T1, you know, is connected with things that happen afterwards, but they still all go back to T1? Yeah.
Sivas again, according to the Rav.
Sivas again, according to the Rav. I see what that means. You mean that you're saying that the Lashma is part of the Maisa? Part of the Maisa Ksiva? Don't you mean? What'd you learn last year? Gittin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Shalavim. Gittin. Right. Okay. That just means that's the beginning of the process. But there's nothing, are there things that happen later on? I have to think. Actually, did I speak about that in Shalavim? Did I? Yeah, kind of. Part of it.
Yeah.
I have to think that's because the Das Lagarish, these are expressions of the Das Lagarish.
Yeah. Okay.
On the way, we're to the airport.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me now. Something more concrete. Ansha, Shabbosi, Mabbos. Correct. Which is why I had every right to call on Arya. Okay. The famous Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. Go ahead, explain. If you say Esha Mishum Chitzo, which means that it's not Mamono, but it's Maisa Didei, so how can you light the Shabbos candles, which is a good thing to do, actually. It's not only a hefer, right? It's a good thing. According to the Rambam, it's Kavod and Oneg together. So it's a good thing to do. You're supposed to do that. How could you do it? It burns on Shabbos. Esha Mishum Chitzo, you should be in violation of Mavir. So what is the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef's answer? Exactly. Everything is front loaded. That's what he says. Yud Amud Aleph from the Daf Yomi. This is the famous, probably the, I think it is the most famous Nebuchadnezzar Yosef ever. A few contenders, but this I think is the champion. One second. Dikasha, imkein, heichas shorinim chashecha lahadlik esaneros, hadlakasa lechas v'digmeres b'shabes, v'chein machizin esa'ar b'medura v'lechas v'digmeres hadlakasa b'shabes, v'fizeh reyu ki'ilu hibirahu ba'atzo b'shabes. Bava Kama raises a question, it's just a fascinating thing anyway, right? Bava Kama raises a question about Hitler Shabbos. V'kol shkenu, v'ilohach elo niskave mahavir g'mishok ha'merikah. He wants it to be light on Shabbos. That's why it's kavod and oneg. Bim kol zeh tanan, mishal shel nesa pesach, tanur, chashecha, machizu, nesa'or, v'midoros, beis amoke, maisim b'chol yom. U'kda amron, ki na'ayin v'milsa shafir lo kashelo. Shori chiyu bo mishum chitza, kezorek achetz, shod shon si yotza achetz, mitachos yodo, v'osa shon, na'asa hakol. ולא חשבינן לא מייסה דמיקן על ההבא. די חשבינן לי, אבל למיפטרי דאונסו, שאין בידו להחזירו. It's fascinating, Raya. Since it really was considered a continuous Maisa, then it would be considered onus. Because you can't do anything to stop it at this point. Right, that's interesting, guys. One of the nafkumines I raised a second ago was, you know, if we consider the Hashrasha to be part of Maisa, so let's say he's honest at that point. He wasn't honest when he did the Zriya, but he's honest when the Hashrasha takes place. Pachanami, ilum meis, kodim shehispik lahadlik agadish. Right? So he should be potter on the part lachar misaso, because he didn't do it. Vade mishtalem, nizak machrais nechasim didei. It's not true. His estate is going to be responsible, which proves that it didn't take place lachar moso. The hakari kan kiteitse ish, Shalem is Shalem. Amay Nechayev, are Meis. Meis la bar chiyuvahu. Shema mina, the lav keman da adlik hashta biyadayim chashvin alay, ele keman da adlik mi kara mishas pshia chashvin alay. V'chein adin min in Shabbos, d'chiyat chomer Shabbos, atchil, v'keman da agmarei biyadayim bahu idna, the leis be'isar chashvin. So basically, this is the famous Mugi Yosef, that the action that you did is completely front-loaded. What happens afterwards all goes back to that moment, even La Chamisa, even the Shas Ones, It all goes back. I think the Eglei Tau suggests that the Rashash is like the Nemukei Yosef. The truth is, one could argue. You could say a different answer to that question. You might say there's a difference between Nezikin and Shabbos. You know, it comes to Shabbos, you could say, especially Mavir, which isn't necessarily a process. So you could say the Maisa Mekumbase is the Maisa. And everything else is B'Sheval Tasa. And B'Sheval Tasa, you're not high for in Shabbos. It's not Mavir. It could be that in Zareya and other such things, it's the result that you're high for. In Mavir, clearly, it's the Maisa. You could say the Maisa, the Kumbase, I think that's how the Rav understands this question. That you did at that one moment, at T1. Hishim Chitzo just means that it's not Mamono. It's not Mamonka which is Mazik. It's you. Who says it has to be the Kumbase? You lit the match, and that was a Kumbase. And after that, it's your Maisa B'Sheval Tasa. So in Hukos Hazikin, there's no halacha that has to be your Maisa B'Kumbase. The distinction is between Mamono and Maisa. Maisa B'Kumbase, Maisa B'Sheval Tasa. What's the difference? You don't need a Kumbase. But in Shabbos, you might say that the Isra of Malacha, of Losasa called Malacha, requires a Maisa B'Kumbase. Yeah.
Aren't there such opinions like that by Kimli the Dravamine and Akira Tsurakanacha?
Yeah, maybe. Well, that, again, in Akira Tsurakanacha, it's bound up. There are very different views in the Sugya and Ksubis about Akira Tsurakanacha. There are very different views how to read that line in the Gemara. And there is a range of views. There are some that see the Hanacha already in the Akira. There are some who see the Akira as simply the prelude to the Hanacha. Very much parallel to the issues that we're discussing. And what does Kamlei B'Drabim depend on? Does it depend on any conditions for Chiyuv and Ptur? Or does Kamlei B'Drabim depend on the Mechayiv? You're right. That would be another parallel. But it could be that Sugya depends on the specific nature of Akira B'Hanacha. That's what Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says is a universal concept. He doesn't make Mavir unique. What Ephraim is referring to is the Sugya in Ksubas, of Akira Tzara Hanacha. You find different formulations in Rishonim, and it's very much apparent. The issues of Bishul, Zriya, and I find Akira B'Hanacha are good parallels. You might be Mechalik between them, as some Akronim clearly did, and some Rishonim did. But the issue, because like here in Hanukkah also, there are two phases to the Malacha. They're both active phases, although Hanukkah is more passive than Akira is, obviously. But it's built in. That's why I mentioned the change in the status of the Shir. Some Tavcha, if he's onus in one stage and not in the other. But you're right, that would be a very good parallel as well. This is again Akira Tzara Hanukkah. Kamlei B'Drabim Minei could also be enough Kamina here. I should have mentioned that as well, both in Bishul and in Zareya. Let's say you have, Chiyuv Misa B'Shas HaShrasha. Okay. But not B'Shas Zriya. Or B'Shas Zriya, but not B'Shas HaShrasha. Just like in Akira and Hanachan, just like in the Sina Sapas Al Gabe HaTanur and afterwards. Kamlei B'Drabim might, but again, like we said, the other, like in Asra Safik and the other ones, Kamlei B'Drabim is also, you have to ask the question whether it's limited to the Shas HaMechayiv, or any Tanai M'Chiyuv also affects Kamlei B'Drabim. That's part of that Sugya of Akira Tzorech Hanacha. Okay. In any case, if you take the formulation that even according to the Rashash, everything is front-loaded into the Maisa, then the Mukhe Yosef would be a very good example. I think the Eglei Tal mentions this. Another way to answer the Mukhe Yosef's question would remove that whole issue from our discussion. Okay. If you hold like the Rashash, so the connection between Shabbos and Omer and Kilayim and Shviyas and so on, it's all the same halacha. As for Bishul, as I say, he's assuming that Bishul Shenigmar B'Chol is also chayiv. It's a huge assumption. He also seems to be assuming then that Bishul is front-loaded, even though it requires a Gemar. Even though it requires a Gemar. The issues that I mentioned just now, almost all apply to Bishul, are debated in Bishul. The Minchas Kinuch and Eglei Tal strongly reject this equation. The Minchas Kinuch himself, yeah. Yeah. Right.
I'm
saying one way. What I was trying to explain to Limuk Yosef is, if you just just look at this as a maisa, how can it be a maisa which has, which continues to ripple across chol? That's why I was giving the answer, the example of the Limuk Yosef. I think if you were to formulate that this, the maisa is the mechayev here, but the maisa is still defined as the beginning of a process, I think you could still link the, the end result of the process to the beginning. But you wouldn't be doing so by pulling everything to the beginning. You'd just be saying the beginning, by definition, continues to be connected to what happens later. Not because everything later goes back to the beginning, but it's not a technical condition for Chiyuv. It's a technical part of the definition of being part of the beginning of the which process? A process that comes to fruition.
That doesn't mean the president
of the Yeah, then you don't need the Limuk Yosef for that. Getting back to Bishul for a moment. So, you can disagree with the Rashash about the equation to Bishul, and the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash do. If you look carefully in the Minchas Chinuch, it seems to me like he has two formulations about Bishul as well. In Reish Tzariches, he seems to say that, he says, why are we going to distinguish, do you have it there, Brian? He says, why are we going to distinguish between Bishul and, again, let me make it clear. The missing piece of information about Bishul, we know that Bishul in advance, before Shabbos, Shabbos Bashul and Shabbos is Potter. That's what they say. We know that Bo Vayom, if you're Mabashel, if you put the stuff on the oven, but you take it off, we certainly know that you're Potter. Well, the question in Gemara is whether you're allowed to take it off. But if you take it off your pasta, that's clear. What we don't know is, if you put it on Shabbos, what would happen on Chol? That's what Rashash, based on the equation to Zriya, says Yechayev. And Be'eglei Tal and the Minchas Chinuch say your pasta, in that case. Okay. Now, why? So again, in theory, you could say one of two things. You could say, because... And this is what it says in Reish Tzariches. What's important about Bishul is the end of the process. And therefore, the end of the process, Dafka has to be on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's a Maisa Chol. If the Ikar HaMechayiv is done B'chol, then how are you going to be Chayiv? That's what he says in Reish Tzariches. And that's what he says, after all, it's called Bishul. I'm not sure, well, that's such a strong proof. But I guess he's saying, the name that we use for it, and the Torah also uses the expression Bishul, reflects something, it reflects the result, and surely that's different than Zoreya, which focuses on not Smicha or Tzemach or Nizra, but on the action. Do you have it there?
Yeah, V'chin Ipcha, im hidbik pas betanu b'shabes, samach l'chashicha, v'lo nevis klau mi be'od yom, rak mi shechashicha, le'om utzai Shabbos, v'vadai gam kin potor, kima de nefel le'om utzai Shabbos. Kimodi im lakach minatanu, kodem ha'afiyah de potor. Im kein bevada im nefes befol gam kein adin kein ki befol inu isra klal.
Haklal
d'chayv al ha-siyo v'am loch k'echad im nasi b'shabes avo b'echad mehem inu chayv b'shabes.
What are you reading? Lavet Beis or Reish Tzariches?
Lavet Beis
Tzariches. Yeah. Don't you have the lines that said, why should it be? U'may shno zriya u'bisho? Or is that Lavet Beis? At one point he says, u'may shno, why should it be different? So he says, because Zriya means the action, and Bishul means the result. No? He definitely says that. I may be confusing the places. Do you have it, Tzvi? Go ahead. Is it right, Tzadikas?
I have sound with it.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I find it very fascinating that he thinks that the designations prove this. Okay, but that's what he says. In Reish Tzadiches, the strong impression that you get is that Tchilas, the only reason that you even need Tchilas Bishul B'Shabbos is that it should be considered a Kumbaseh. Otherwise it would just be Sheval Taseh. So you need a Kumbaseh B'Shabbos. But the real action is in the Bishul. In Lamed Beis, my impression was different. There, I think he seems to say either the opposite or something more balanced. Do you have it, Yaakov? Okay, that doesn't, that just repeats that other thing. But when he explains why it is a bishul, both things have to be in the same day, I thought he explains in one of the days, because the maisa bishul is important too. Not just that it's otherwise going to be Sheval Tasa, not Kumbase. Okay, well, you look for it. If you find the line, you'll tell me. Yeah, but, go ahead. You have it? Okay, we'll look for it. Okay, I think he has two different formulations. I think the Kaskinov was playing around with the formulations. In Lamed Beis, even Bishul is partly front-loaded, and in Reish Tzadiches, it's completely back-loaded, just that it can't be B'Shev Al-Tasa. This, of course, is a huge issue in Bishul. We'll speak more about Bishul on the Gemara in Ayin Dalet and Ayin Hay a little bit, but just very, very briefly, because I don't want to do the whole first sugya there, but in the sugya of Hidvig Pas Petanur, the nafkaminas that I mentioned in Zriya really emerge in the sugya there. Number one, Hasra Asaf posts itself on Dal Rav Aleph, asks why there isn't Hasra Asafek in every Bishul. The answer Tosus gives is either Hasra Asafek answer, which means, well, as long as you're pretty certain that the fellow is interested, is what he wants, so Bishas Maisa, that's not Hasra Asafek. Or is the answer that the mechayiv is the putting of the dough on the oven? Just that, you can be oker, you can revise history by being oker lifnei abishul. That's not a lack of asra safek. You did a maisa. Well, the question, if you could uproot something, like an afkin rabban le kiddushim, right? That's what Tosfos says in Gittin Dachnam and Gimel. If you say afkin, you should never be able to warn an eshes ish. The Tosfos says, no, it doesn't work that way. Somebody showed him give different answers to the question. Tosfos says, no, that's not Hasra Safek. So that Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph also says that if the Chachamim would not let you take pass off the tanur, Tosfos says, there's a drug, if you're not allowed to violate, the Chachamim tell you, no, don't violate the drabana. Right? But you did the maze. So you're going to get sila. So Tosfos says, who's going to listen to the Chachamim? I don't like that question. Do you have to be honest with you? I was always offended by that question. When the Tosfos says, "Who's going to listen to the Chachamim?" I understand it, but I don't accept it. Meaning, if the people don't listen, they don't listen. But that doesn't mean that it's not still a proper psak. If the Chachamim say you can't do it, then you can't do it, and you can't suffer the death penalty. I don't know how many people would do it. That's a different question. But Tosfos seems as if maybe there's something inspirational in it. I mean, if people won't do it, it can't be the right psak, is that? No. That's not the issue. The safeguarding of the drabbanon for the system, in other words, for the individual, that's built into the discussion of the Gemara. That's not what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos says, who's going to listen? Tosfos doesn't say, how could it be that we'll force somebody to die for the sake of a drabbanon? No. That's not what he asks. I mean, that question I understand fully. I would even subscribe to it. Okay. Anybody have language that tells us? Let's do this now so we can.
Shita shalo yishma lanu in nasr lo.
Yeah. That's not. What Tosfos may be saying is, you know, Enos in, Psach or Takan, it's not Takan in this case. You know, al tzibur shein lo yicholim lamod bar lo yishmu. It's a chuchan tlula for halacha for you to. That's the only way I can understand it. In other words, what Ephraim is raising is a good point, but that's a Tosfos point. That's the example, that's the other thing. Meaning, will drabanans put you in a situation where you have to give up your life for a drabanan? The answer is maybe yes and maybe no. That's an issue. But assuming that the answer is all things being equal, yes, and the justification is because the system for the masses need to be protected, even if occasionally there's an injustice on an individual level, which every legal system has to deal with. If the answer is yes, then Tosfos questions, but nobody's going to listen to you, is a strange question. It bothers me. Unless it means the Chachamim are never going to paskin even to save the system, you know, if it's not going to save the system, but it's going to end up being a chuchatlu, no one's going to listen. That's the best that it can be. Okay. Otherwise, what do we care? Frankly. Okay. Anyways, Tosfos' answer to the question is, it's no problem. That's not what's happening here. Because if the Chachamim tell you that you have to leave the dough on the oven, then you're really not going to be chayav skila because you're an onus. You're an onus because the Chachamim wouldn't let you take the dough off the oven. So on the Bishul, you're an onus. That's Tosfos' answer. Now if you look at Tosfos' Yishanim, on the side there, Tosfos' Yishanim says, okay, if you're going to do that, so why don't we just take it one step further and ask, so what's the suffix in the Gemara? You should for sure tell the guy, don't do the Drabanan, because either way, he's not going to violate the Daraisa. So this way, he won't do the Drabanan, and he won't do the Daraisa. That's Tosfos Yishanim. So Tosfos Yishanim says, like, even more, you know? Tosfos Yishanim says, no, that's really what the Gemara was wondering about. The Gemara was wondering whether or not your potur mishum onus in such a case, in which case it would be better that we just leave you alone and you not violate the drabanan or the daraisa. I hope I said that all in one breath. Or that it's not true, you will violate the daraisa, in which case the fact that they won't listen to you, making it a chuch v'klula, is better you should violate the drabanan and safeguard the daraisa. The reason that's important is the Tosfos Yishanim thinks that what Tosfos says is not so obvious and that you could disagree with it. He thinks that that's the discussion in the Gemara. For some reason, the Rishonim are very quiet on that daf here in Shabbos. This is an unbelievable Chiddush of Tosfos, where Tosfos says, if the Chachamim tie your hands, in this case, you're an anus and you don't violate skila. Wow. And no one says anything, except basically this Tosfos Yishanim. Okay. So what is the issue, whether or not the Chacham ties your hands and as a result you violate a Daraisa Skila B'mezid, whether you get the death penalty or not? What is that issue about? It could be an issue about Koach Chachamim and so on. But it could very well be that the real debate is about Bishul. Namely, if Bishul is what we'll call it front-loaded, so then, I don't think what Tulsa says, let me say it the other way. If Bishul is back-loaded to the result, then what Tosfos says is sensible, chiddush but sensible. Namely, if the reason you can't get out of the critical moment is because the chachamim tied your hands and you're an anus. But let's say the real bishul is the bishul of the first moment. The only thing it's contingent upon coming to fruition. Good. So it has to have an end. That's a condition for the chiyuv. But that's not the mechayiv, that's not the ma'is avera. So basically the chachamim made you onus on not being able to rewrite history. But they didn't make you onus on violating, you violated intentionally at the time. Where's the onus in that? So it could be that there might be a question. I mean, is it onus if you can't get out of the onish, even though it wasn't onus on the Maisa Aveira? It's an interesting question. Okay, so the issue of Hasra Sapek and the various formulations of the question and answer of the Kneger, Gilin Hashas, you look there. Again, I don't want to do that whole suga now. The question of anus, the question of the shiurim, I mentioned Mechas Chinuch, let's say bigger, smaller. Mechas Chinuch doesn't explain it this way, but I think whether it's, you know, front or back loaded may very much determine whether it's samka and tafka, and whether maybe that's the issue in Akir Manacha too. Maybe you can be mechalik between them. You have a shiur in the beginning, you don't have a shiur in the end. The truth is, the whole shock of Atari that Gemara is strange. The Gemara says at one point, that might depend on that. The Samachronim raised that question. How can it be Tchilas of a Sofa B'Shkaga if the real Mechayiv is the beginning, just Al Tznai, that it's at the end? Right? Or no, maybe it's any Tznai L'Chiyuv, or maybe the real action is in the end. So that's an issue. The whole Sugi is like that. So we'll stop for 1 minute. The whole Sugi really discusses, can you save the guy, can he save himself from the Korban? That's the beginning. So Gemara says, well, if he finds out about it, so he's not going to bring a carbon anyway because he's not Tchilas of himself in Chicago. So it must be a different case. That's how the way the Gemara goes. So the Tosa says, and the Ramban comments much more fully, Good, the guy won't bring a carbon, but what about his kilo Shabbos? There's a kalacha that tchilas of the sofa b'shkaga is a requirement for karbanos. But if you weren't tchilas of the sofa b'shkaga, does that mean you didn't do the ma'isa aveira? There's no chilul Shabbos? We only care about onshin, we don't care about chilul Shabbos? It's a strange gemara. So the Ramban says, yeah, in the Hava Mina, we were only concerned about the karban. When the gemara, at the end of the, whatever, the gemara changed its mind, it's worried about chilul Shabbos too. That's the Ramban. But Tosa says, we see from here that we're not worried about the chilul Shabbos, we're worried about the karban. I always thought, it depends. If the bishul is in the beginning, then he already did the Maisa Aveira. So the point is, you did the Maisa Aveira. The only question is, are you going to get the Onish? Or are you going to be able to uproot the Maisa Aveira? So the Gemara says, we're not going to do things to uproot your Maisa Aveira that you did already, unless at least it's a benefit of a Karban. If, on the other hand, Bishul is the end, so then you can say he hasn't done anything yet. So why shouldn't we be at least as concerned about the Chilul Shabbos as we are about the Onish? Maybe that's the beginning and the end, according to the Ramban. It's hard to know. The point is that there are many issues in that sugya which might depend whether Bishul is the beginning or the end. If you hold that Bishul is even Bechol, like the Rashash, you really have to say, you cannot say the critical moment is the end. You have to say, somehow everything goes back to the beginning. If you hold like the Minchas Chinuch and the Egel Tal, you have the luxury of saying Bishul is the critical moment. And that's why the Egel Tal makes the following interesting comment. There's a debate, as we also know. Let's say you have Antis Naku Valgabe Yesedos. Right? And it's doing its Zriya right there and then. You're hired for that. It's Antis Naku. So let's say you pick up the Antis Naku Valgabe Yesedos and then you put it on the Karka. What happens then? No, what happens then? You take a Antis Naku Valgabe Yesedos and you move it to the Karka. On Shabbos. Sammy? Yeah. The Gosha Tree says it's only Drabbanan. The Rambam might seem to believe it's Daraisa. It seems to be the debate between the Gosha Tree and the Rambam whether moving, now again, it's being Nizra. It's growing in the Atzitz Naku. Okay. So what's going on? So the Eglit tells an interesting piece. He discusses, you know, whether you just hasten the process or you qualitatively change it by moving it to the Karka. Very interesting piece. Again, we'll have to have Michael investigate whether the facts fit or not. Or David. No, David isn't back. Okay. Spread the, you know, the burden. The Egel Tal, however, has a very interesting line. He says, maybe we should learn this from Bishul. Because the Gemara says in Veitza that if you stir the pot, if you're Megis, you're Chayev Mishum Bishul. What is Megis? What is stirring the pot? It's quickening the process. Right? It doesn't affect the quality of the Bishul, but it hastens the Bishul. So you see for that, the hastening of Malacha is the Malacha. So when you take, certainly, if you take the Antis Naku Valgabe Yesedos and you put it in the ground, it's going to grow much more quickly. At a minimum. So the Egel Tal said, that's what I originally thought. He said, but then I realized that you can't compare these two things, because in Zriya, everything is dependent upon the Maisa Zriya. And in Bishul, everything depends upon the result. So being the Karev, the result, in Bishul, the Negis is part of the Malacha. But quickening the Zriya is not. As long as there is Kavanas HaShrasha, that's all you care about. Everything is in the Maisa Zriya. So the fact that you quicken the process is irrelevant. It's nothing. Okay, we'll stop here. There are a few more things to finish up in Zareya, but mostly I want to speak a little bit more about some of these issues. But mostly finish, and then hopefully tomorrow Choresh. Everybody should be prepared, and then start with Kotza and Gozes after that.